And what we look to do is we look to invest $5 million into five companies each year, so $1 million each, in exchange for 5% equity, and based on the condition that they relocate to Buffalo over the next year. And really our goal with that and our mission is economic development, right? We see what startups can do and what they've done for locations like Silicon Valley, and Austin, and all these other kind of startup and tech hubs. And understanding that this is where the future is moving, we know that it's a great opportunity to kind of bring these opportunities to and these career paths to Buffalo, New York.
Welcome back to What's Next with Eric Wood. Our next guest on the podcast is Christian Gaddis. And Christian is a former NFL center, NFL uniform enforcer, and also the director at Forge Buffalo at 43 North, which is a startup accelerator in Buffalo, New York that we will discuss on this episode. Don't forget to rate and review and subscribe to the podcast wherever you tune in weekly. And also, don't forget to pick up a copy of my book, Tackle What's Next, if you haven't already. Christian, welcome to the show, brother.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this one. And let's start here. So when I joined the Bills, you were already a part of the team, and you played your college ball at Villanova. Villanova is where starting cornerback for the Bills, Christian Benford, he played his college ball there. And not that it's a rarity in the NFL that someone would come from a smaller school, but being a smaller school guy and coming into the NFL, what's the hardest part about that transition in your mind?
Man, you know what? The funny thing is, it's okay, right? We know it's not impossible, but I always say I'm the football guy that went to a basketball school, and I knew that going into it, right?
I was the same way.
But I think, you know, for me, the hardest part really was just getting an opportunity. I knew coming from a smaller school, I had to prove myself. And so the idea for me was just, I just want a chance. I just need a couple snaps. I'm just going to take advantage of everything that I have there that I get. To make sure that I'm really putting myself in the best possible position. I think, you know, the speed of the game obviously is different, but I think that's where kind of, right, that smaller school and focus on education for me, I learned how to really dissect the game and study. And, you know, as a center, right, we pride ourselves on that football IQ. So for me, the biggest compliment that I ever got was when someone recognized me as a student of the game, more so than what I was doing physically.
Yeah, and I recognize that. And you were always one of those guys that was putting in extra work, and you were never going to not be in control of something that you could control. I always say there's so much on a football field that you can't control. You're going to get beat at times. You beat yourself when you don't come in prepared and you don't know the plays or the defenses or whatever it may be. So it's not surprising to me that you're now successful in this next chapter of life because of the way that you handle the game. You played a majority of your football career in Buffalo professionally. What made you want to make Buffalo home at this point?
I always say I married into Buffalo. Met my wife during my rookie year. And, you know, the life in the NFL can be a journeyman at times. And so I ended up bouncing around a little bit to Cleveland, to Indianapolis. Nowhere really warm, unfortunately, but you know, for whatever reason, right, the Bills kept bringing me back, whether it was training camp or halfway through the season or whatever those things were. And for me, you know, because it was my first stop, it also really felt like home. And it made sense for me to stay here. And then, of course, I meet and marry this Buffalo girl. And I remember the day I proposed, my mom was like, "So you're not moving back home, huh?" And I was like, "No, but we'll definitely be back to visit because we're going to get thawed out every now and again."
Yeah. So you're originally from Miami, correct?
Yeah. Originally from Miami.
Gotcha. Yeah. So you, you definitely need to get down there and thaw out every now and then, especially you go up north, play your college ball, bounce around the league all up north. So I definitely get that. All right. So now pregame for all the home games, I get to see you weekly on the sidelines. And in the intro, I called you the uniform enforcer. What's the exact title of what you're doing?
So I am a uniform inspector, right? And I think they make it sound a little bit fancier than it is, right? The reality is that, you know, and this kind of speaks into that attention to detail in marketing world, right? The NFL has certain contracts with sponsors and things like that and agreements of what can be shown in terms of the uniform and what needs to be present. And so, you know, it's one of those great gigs that I didn't know existed until right I started playing. And I was like, wait, you mean there's a guy whose little job it is just to make sure that we're wearing the right stuff? And it's a great opportunity for me to kind of right stay present and be around during game day. So it's a super, super fun job for me. It was really interesting, right? Because during the pandemic when stadiums were empty, I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm going to, you know, miss out on my home games this year. Right. And then I get the call from the league and they're like, no, you're essential to the game. We still need you there in the stadium. So, you know, being in that empty stadium on the sideline was definitely a surreal experience during that time. But it was also just kind of one of those once in a lifetime things that I was like, man, I hope we never have to live this again.
Yeah, that's interesting. What they claim essential during that time, well, one of the essential parts of the NFL is that guys aren't breaking those big time sponsorships, like you said, that the league has. On a week-to-week basis, how often are guys getting fined still nowadays for uniform violations?
You know what? I don't honestly, that's not even a part of my role realistically, right? So the league just asks us to kind of report, you know, what the violations we see are, and then they handle the process in terms of fines or, you know, appeals and everything else like that. So truthfully, right, I just kind of, I let the team know that a player is in violation. The team rep then lets the player know. And, you know, they either correct it or they don't, and I send my report to the league. And from there, right, it goes into someone else's hands. So I always say, right, I'm not the one taking your money, guys. You know, you're in charge of that in the first place. But also, right, it goes through other people's hands as well.
Right. So what's the most common thing you see in violation each week?
Oh, man, the most common thing would probably be socks. It's kind of a silly thing. But, you know, I get it, right? Guys want to be comfortable out there. They have their certain routines. And, you know, it's funny because it's one of those things where, like, there's no regulation in college. And so you're coming from a situation where really on game day, you can almost wear whatever you want as long as you just have the jersey and pants and the pads then, to now the league where, you know, it's a little, it's more strict, right? There's actually rules and regulations in terms of what you can wear, what you can't wear, and things like that. And so a lot of guys are kind of adjusting to that. But, you know, it's cheaper to just do what they tell you. Is what I'll
yeah,
say.
Absolutely. And we used to joke as an offensive line, like, we should never be the ones getting fined for uniform violations. Like, right. No one cares what the offensive line looks like anyways. You know, you have a Stephon Diggs, there might be times where it may be worth a few bucks for him to build his brand and look a little bit cooler on game day. But as an offensive lineman, that was a big no-no for us. Like, we're going to find each other on top of that within the room to make sure that we're not that guy being fined. I remember each and every week I would warm up with my socks down, knowing I needed to pull them up for the game. Mm-hmm. And then I'd get that warning going in the locker room. And I would just say, yeah, I realize I need to pull these up for the game. I'm not going to take a fine. I promise you that during the game. I got asked this last week and I wasn't sure on the answer. So you see a lot, every player is going to have a mouthpiece for the game, but a lot of them keep it dangling on the front of their helmet at the start of the play. Is that a finable offense? Like, are you required to wear the mouthpiece during the play or just to have one with you during the game?
Honestly, to my knowledge, at least uniform-wise, there's nothing in regards to a mouthpiece, whether it's being worn on the helmet, off the helmet, in your mouth or not. We're not kind of – that's not one of those things that we look for. You know, I would hope that guys are kind of protecting themselves and right. Wearing them. Right? It seems like a silly thing to have and not use, but – yeah, there's nothing in our rules that determines whether or not you can do that. And in regards to right linemen never being on the list, yeah, usually right those that 50 to 79, I don't get a lot of those on my report. So yeah, there's a reason why, right? The big boys up front, we know what really matters.
I'm excited to share today's sponsor with you. If you know me, then you know I'm a huge fan of Dano's Seasoning, and they just released my favorite flavor yet, Dano's Cheesening. Dano's Cheesing offers up a taste of Italy with a southern twist. Dano's worked hard to bring the signature savory flavor of Dano's and blend it with rich Parmesan cheese to create a seasoning that's unlike anything you've ever had before. I'm not kidding when I say that cheesening is a game changer. It has elevated my flavor game to the next level. You can grab Dano's Cheesening right now on their website at danosseasoning.com. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So someone asked me that during the game last week and I wasn't quite sure of it. And then we were watching Monday Night Football last night and I noticed a receiver that had it out and I was wondering to myself, I wonder if that's a tell, because if I'm a wide receiver and it's a run play and I'm just kind of running off on the outside, or maybe I'm going to go play patty cake with the corner on this play, the run's going the other direction, I might not have it in. But if it's a pass play and I'm going across the middle, I mean, with the studies on concussions and how preventative and how valuable a mouthpiece is in stopping your back molars from crushing into yourself, much less chipping your teeth, but it's really that protection of your molars in the back, which is one of the big reasons and causes of concussions. Well, I watched and it was a pass play. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, it wasn't truly a tell that, you know, mouthpiece out, it's a runaway, mouthpiece in, I might be getting the ball here. You know, he was kind of, you know, just playing with it out last night. So Maybe those guys are tougher than I am, but I would definitely be rocking a mouthpiece out there, especially if I was running across the middle of the field.
Absolutely. You probably just gave some poor defensive GA a ton of work, because they're going to have to now study film on their next opponent to be like, I want to know the percentages of the mouthpiece in and out, and the run pass ratio of that and everything else. So that may also be another next gen stat that you can suggest for them to check in.
I know it. I know it. And you're exactly right. There is someone out there there's someone out there on every staff that's looking at every aspect. Okay, if this offensive tackle gets in a 3-point stance as opposed to a 2-point stance where he doesn't have his hand on the ground, okay, do they run the ball, pass the ball more out of that? There is someone studying that at all times to try to pick up any tendencies. So the mouthpieces may be one of them. Okay, you are now with a company called 43 North. Tell me about 43 North.
Yeah, so 43 North, we're a startup accelerator located right in the heart of downtown Buffalo, New York. We're in the Seneca One Tower, so the tallest building in the city. And what we look to do is we look to invest $5 million into five companies each year, so $1 million each, in exchange for 5% equity, and based on the condition that they relocate to Buffalo over the next year. And really our goal with that and our mission is economic development, right? We see what startups can do and what they've done for locations like Silicon Valley and Austin and all these other kind of startup and tech hubs. And understanding that this is where the future is moving, we know that it's a great opportunity to kind of bring these opportunities to and these career paths to Buffalo, New York. And I think the thing that's really cool about it is, right, so the founders of these companies are required to sit with us for the next year while they go through our program. We give them access to mentorship, access to our investor network. My team specifically helps them to scale, find talent, and grow their teams. And then after that year, they're more than welcome to go back home or relocate to wherever their, you know, their next city that they want to live in is. But the goal is that they've built a major hub in Buffalo, and it's kind of a center of operations for them in one way, shape, or form.
Yeah, and so when 43 North originally reached out to me to help with them with some promotion, and we'll talk about 43 Finals, I wasn't aware of all that 43 North was doing, but ever since I first got to Buffalo, you know, I heard about the history about how at one point Buffalo, New York was the number one trade import in the world with the Erie Canal right there, and then with New York taxes and the fact that the Erie Canal wasn't as valuable, businesses just constantly moving away, but you have this gem of a city that needs an infiltration of young, new businesses, and it could be a thriving city again. And not that it isn't already thriving, it can just go back to what it once was back in its heyday, I'll say. And so really appreciative of what 43 North is doing. And then also part of the reason that any company in the state of New York, but especially Buffalo, where you don't have the access to Manhattan, you don't want to pay those New York state taxes. So my understanding that for 10 years, if you come to Buffalo under the 43 North program, you get to operate tax-free for 10 years. So that's an extra incentive to stay in Buffalo and to really get things going again, right?
Yeah, so as part of the Launch New York program, and really, right, it's a great incentive for not only the companies because they're operating tax-free, but also it's extended to their employees that are eligible as well. And so what will happen with them is, right, they also will get New York State taxes. They're tax-free from their paycheck. So if you think about this in your regular employee and you're kind of weighing your options, right, that's almost 10% more, you know, depending on, and I'm not a tax expert, I'm not a math guy, I do the marketing, so don't hold me to that. But that's a higher percentage more in your take-home than you would get from maybe another company. So it's a really great way to make these companies competitive in terms of hiring talent and in this business space.
Yeah, so coming up on October 12th, there is the 43 North Finals. That'll be at Shays Theater. Do you know of some of these companies that are coming in already? And if so, can you tell us a little bit about them?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, our application process, it's really, you know, we recruit companies year round. We have founders that are in our program that make suggestions and referrals to join the program. So we've been working our team has been working through kind of narrowing down these founders for a while. We started with nearly 1,000 applicants.
Wow.
We've gotten it down to 15 that are going to come to Buffalo. And I will say, right, I'm not involved in the judging process. These are just some of the ones that I know of and I like, but this is no indication for who's going to win or anything else. But some cool companies we have coming are, there's one called 4T2 Sensors. And what they do is, right, they build sensor technologies that help beverage companies switch between product lines. So think about, like, you know, your favorite brewery switching from an IPA to like an Oktoberfest, right? Making sure that line is clean so that way you don't get any of those kind of residual flavors from one of the other flavors when you're either producing the beer or even serving it. Or even if you're just a regular, you know, soda company, if you're switching from regular Coke to Coke Zero and those type of things. So just making sure that those lines are clean. It's just a super cool thing that they're doing. Another great one is called Flip Energy. And they are building easy to install smart battery systems for the home. So instead of having like a giant generator, it's something that you can kind of just plug in and it's always going to be charging and running. And then when the power goes out, it can kick on those certain devices that you have running. Another great one that I'm a fan of is actually called Early Bird. And it's a fintech company where basically, right, parents can set up their investment accounts for their kids. And then family members, loved ones, whoever else can contribute to that and include a personalized message to that. So, you know, I always like to think of it like when your grandmother would send you that check for like $1,306 to clear out or balance out her bank account. Now she can just do that digitally and send the message to you with it as well. So that way you have those things as you're growing up. And those are just a few of them, you know, that are coming too. But we really, what's great about this year's kind of group of companies is it's a great mix of consumer products, fintech, software as a service. And so, you know, really for the first time, it's one of those things that we think the audience is going to be super excited about because it's stuff that's super relatable that can kind of translate into everyday life for them.
Right. They're like all those companies you described, there's nothing obscure about them. Like you could sit here and explain it to me in a 20-second pitch. And that's what makes Shark Tank so interesting. You know, there's logistics companies and whatnot that I couldn't understand what they're doing. Well, they're not going to be on Shark Tank. They're not going to move the needle. So as you think of this 43 North Finals, think of Shark Tank, but with companies that'll be coming into Buffalo and really making an impact on the city. So really, really cool what you guys are doing. How can people get tickets for this event?
Yeah, I mean, the great thing about this, right, is tickets are free. All you have to do is go to 43north.org. And you can sign up for tickets to get it and be there that night. And it's we like to call it Buffalo's biggest night. It's exactly like you said, right? It's Shark Tank. But the thing that really makes it cool is that you're going to see these companies in your community, right, immediately starting in January. So as they come to Buffalo, you have more opportunities to interact with them. And I think the other great thing about coming to the show is oftentimes we hear people who sit in and they listen and they hear the passion that these founders have. And they immediately say to themselves, I want to be in the room with that person. I want to help them grow. I want to join their team, or I want to be a customer, or I want to be an investor. So there's a lot of great opportunities to get involved with these companies as well. And you can really, you know, have an impact.
Yeah, so it'll be impactful for you to go. And it's also going to be an entertaining and fun night. I understand 43 North, there is a passion behind what they're doing to boost the city of Buffalo. And there's programs like this around the country looking to retain startups and also retain a lot of their young, talented people in the city. But like any business, you're in it for success and to make money. Like that's what it is. You bring value to people, there's going to be a successful end to that. And whatever that means, a lot of times that's rewarded with money. I say all this, what's maybe the top success story of one of these companies? Because I believe 43 North's been around since 2014. So what's been maybe the biggest success story from one of the investments you guys have made?
Yeah, I mean, our biggest success story is ACV Auctions. They were a year two company, I believe. So they were either year two or year three. And essentially what they are, think of them as kind of like an eBay for used car dealers. So car dealers can go on, they can look at inventory online, they can purchase a vehicle and then bring it to their lot, and kind of ACV will set up the entire transaction and host it all on their site. So they recently, not recently now, it's been about 3 years, but they went public, which is a major, you know, huge deal in terms of just the finance world and the impact that they've had. And the return that they were able to give to the community. They also employ hundreds of individuals right here in Buffalo. And I think the great thing about them is they're a local company. So their founders are originally from Buffalo. And they were building in Buffalo already, applied for 43 North, won the program, and then, you know, continue to grow right here in our own backyard. What really makes it even cooler about that is this is kind of the things that you see in the early Silicon Valley days where people who were joining, you know, the early days of Google and Uber and Facebook and those type of things, they spin out and kind of make their own companies and find their own ways and have these different impacts on the community. And so what we've seen there, obviously the money is great, employing people, you know, and the hiring is great as well. But what really makes them cool is that they've inspired another generation of founders and people in Buffalo that see this, that can tell that it's possible, and they want to do it themselves. And so we've had founders and employees even that have come through later stages in our program that were part of the early days of ACV that cite that as the reason as to why they started this company and the knowledge that they gained there and wanted to go out on their own and try it.
This podcast is brought to you by Encore Golf. Encore has an award-winning lineup of premium golf balls that are played worldwide on nearly every professional tour. Their team of the industry's most accomplished engineers have created a ball that is the highest performing golf ball on the market today from their proprietary perimeter weighting in the ball. To take your game to the next level, go to EncoreGolf.com and get yours today. And the link to that is in the show notes. Man, that's really cool. And so for me, since having my career ended by the neck injury, I've gotten into investing in some startups and smaller companies. One of the small companies is growing. It's Encore Golf, based out of Buffalo. The best golf balls I've ever played, but also has some really awesome technology with the Genius ball and all that. So really excited about that one. And plans to just strictly stay in Buffalo. And that means a lot. And then, you know, the one that's really taken off right now is Dano's Seasoning. So I've had just an awesome time being a part of that as well. And, you know, one of the things that we miss the most about being an NFL ball player is the locker room, you know, that kind of team setting, the give and take, having fun with people. Well, our team at Dano's is a ton of fun, and I live in Louisville, Kentucky majority of the time now. So for me to be around that has been a lot of fun. So I'd imagine in this phase of life for you, it's fun to be a part of this 43 North team and then to also be able to inject these businesses with some top talent.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the funny thing about our team, right, we're about a team of, I think we're like 12 or 14 now, super small team, but we put on this massive show at Shays and we run through this entire accelerator program. And I think it's one of those things where the cool part for me is, you know, we're small but mighty, right? There's not a lot of us, but we're all experts in certain spaces, and we find ways to get things done. And just our ability to achieve that. I know for a lot of the people I talk to, right, when I'm talking about joining a startup and getting in this space, I'm like, hey, listen, you know, some people, they want to just go to work. They want to sit in their cubicle. They want to make their widgets. And then at 5 o'clock, they want to clock out and go do whatever else, right? And they're fine with that. Other people, they want something different. They want that passion. They want to be on a small team. And I always say to people, right, the cool thing about this is if you go do that 9 to 5 in your cubicle, you're going to be employee number 367-5963. And that's fine. That's what you want. That's great. But when you come to one of these teams, the beautiful part about it is, right, everyone knows, right, Eric in sales is killing. And the founder knows this because literally his desk is probably going to be right next to yours. Right. And so he's going to see that. He's going to see your impact. And I think it's a cool space to be in. It also enhances that team atmosphere, right, because, you know, there's nowhere to hide, right? Like, you're five linemen on a field, right? You give up the sack, there's nowhere to hide. It's going to be on that film.
Right.
So if you're one of those people that can thrive in that and that you want that and you want to be pushed for that, then it's a great opportunity.
That's really awesome. And I can't wait to be involved with this event in the future as well. Just huge for the city. Love the space that this is in the entrepreneurial space, something I'm super intrigued by. So October 12th, we'll put a link to get tickets in the show notes. Go grab those tickets. They are free, but this event will sell out. So although it is a free ticket, if you don't get it in advance, you likely will not be able to get in the door. Christian, this has been fun. It's been fun. It was fun to touch on your career early on. I am so fascinated by the uniform violations and all that. And that's something that I don't think many people understand goes on a Sunday. They just think that everyone goes out there for pregame warmups and everyone looks the same. Well, it takes someone like Christian and his team to say, can't wear those shoes, can't wear this. Hey, pull your jersey down, this and that. So, and then really love digging in on 43 North. And I truly appreciate, for someone who has been impacted by the city of Buffalo and still has so much love and care for the city, to see what you guys are doing to make an impact on this city, I'm extremely grateful.
Yeah, man, I'm super excited for the event. It was great talking with you. Love catching up. And absolutely, man. Anytime, you know, you want to be involved in 43 North and everything we have going on over here, we'd love to have you.
Yep. I can't wait, brother. Thanks again.
Take care.